Max the Little Monster liked to fling candy wrappers. He left a trail of trash wherever he went. "Whee!" said Max.
That's my husband, Max, reading to our three-year-old daughter. They're reading I Can Save the Earth, One Little Monster Learns to Reduce, Reuse, and Recycle. It's a new book from a new division of Simon & Schuster called Little Green Books. Simon & Schuster is not the only publisher trying to take advantage of the modern green movement. Melanie Rhodes is a children's book buyer for Borders.
I would say for fall 08, rolling into 09, this really has been the one new trend. Things that either are coming in recycled product with soy-based ink, and a lot of detail coming in on a product just saying how it's planet-friendly.
Rhodes decides what will be on the shelves at Borders for babies and toddlers. Rooted Drummond buys for the older kids. Picture books for 3 to 7-year-olds. The green books she's getting are on environmental themes rather than on recycled paper. Here are a few titles.
Litter Bug Doug. A big one last year was Michael Recycle. New one this fall, and we are extremely very good recyclers.
She's also seen a few publishers try to claim the green mantle without really earning it.
There was a publisher who had a kind of a classic white book, and they said, "Oh, well, we've got a green version." And what they did was make the actual cover green. And, well, it was a green version, you know.
Literally green. The content was unchanged, the paper the same. Of course, publishers are in the business to sell books, so they'll do what they have to do. Parents who buy the books have another goal in mind. Presumably, they want to raise environmentally aware and responsible children. Can a book help them do that? Elizabeth Goodenough teaches a course on children's literature for the Residential College at the University of Michigan. She is not a fan of books specifically designed to teach kids a lesson.
We all know, and I don't think children are any different, that when someone has a hand in our back pocket and they're trying to teach us something, tell us something, it's a tough message. Generally, we resist it, and it usually backfires, and sometimes children don't get the message that we think we're going to convey.
In spite of that, Goodenough does believe that books can influence children as they develop their worldview. But the most important element of any book is its story. If nature and the environment play an important role in a great story, the kids will get the message. Which brings us back to bedtime at my house with I Can Save the Earth. The book may be preachy, and it is, but it managed to capture my daughter's imagination. This is her favorite part.
Max, the little monster, liked to overflow the sink and the bathtub and clog the toilet. "Hungry toilet," said Max. Yuck. Wow.
The result? I've found toilet paper strewn all over the bathroom 3 times in the last 2 days. The book has certainly had an environmental impact at my house. And tonight, we're going to read something else. For the Environment Report, I'm Charity Nebbie.